Migrant is not a metaphor or the burning of possible sanctuaries. Though where he emerged, blue-skulled, gowned by his mother's aloe, a canyon lifted its eye to the sun. He shouldn't have been, like wolves in the white-faced room or everywhere power makes insignia of the gaping body. But it happened, to trombones of light and the villainous dream of the river. He is there now, fierce. I was wrong to believe he was a message, a hand wiping away steam from the mirror. At first, there was only night and day and the animal cries of the city. One told time by the number of spoons collected to calm the various hungers. Rain, sugar, sleep. At times the movements of a father like wind through bamboo leaves. The only bamboo, of course, is in his bones. Outside, a pristine grid of fountains and pine needles, skyscraping ambition, broken young bears in scrubland marked for development. Inside him, weather is building. Roses erupt. A migrant learns to love as mothers do by trying and trying again. On the opposite bank, there are men bending tenderly over their infants. From this distance, their teeth are pennies in the bellies of fish. And he is real enough to bend in similar fashion to coax breath out of brass and the republic of stalactites. His skull is not the earth anymore. In the morning, he greets its howling with a glass of milk, soap under his chin, the monsoon of his lungs.